Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We were going to talk about impeachment hearings, but I made an executive call along with Jordan Fiegel and said, you know what, let's talk about something that'll make us feel good, because the impeachment is not going anywhere. Karen Swenson always makes everybody feel good, and we welcome her now. Hey, Karen.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for taking the time with us. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just coming home from carpool. It's a Friday. Hey, it's all good.
Exactly. Till you go back and try to pick them up. I hate to be around you or even interact with you because you are so sweet and so wonderful. I'm afraid some of my badness, some of it's going to rub off on you. By
you're crazy.
I hate it. No, but seriously, you got to have like a meth habit or something that we don't know about, because you can't be that innocent and sweet and good.
No, my daughter would tell you there is a whole other side.
I don't know.
There you go.
And I apologize to you because I said that the story was Meg Faris's, but she always does medical stories, and that's what confused me. Tell me this amazing story about this baby, and you can recount it so much better than I could trying to read the story.
Oh, it was something that crossed my desk, and it sort of made you think, like, what if, you know? It was a little boy, Carson Coyle, who was born on Mardi Gras Day 3 weeks early, and there were complications during the birth. And so, you know, they had done a lot of testing going up to it, and it was a perfectly fine pregnancy. But during this birth, very traumatic complications. He originally looked like he might even not come through the birth, but then he did. And they were so grateful to hear he's going to live. But the parents were then told, guess what? He's also going to have severe to moderate neurological damage. And so, you know, they didn't love their son any less. They loved him even more. And, right. You know, and the next day they're holding his hand and they said, but there's also something else. There's some bleeding on the brain, but it'll subside. And instead of subsiding, it just grew and grew and grew. And by that night, they had gone to bed around 10:30. And they said 10:35, they were called downstairs. And Michelle, the mother, was very, she was told very, very bluntly, listen, we've done all we can do. And even though they had just gone to bed 5 minutes earlier, she said, am I going to lose my baby? And the doctor said, it looks like that.
Wow.
So we'd ask you to call your parents, your immediate family back. And that's when the family came and they started a prayer line. And one of the family members was familiar with Father Silos. And they called the Father Silos Center. And, you know, at all hours of the night, you can do that. And Judge Waldron was the one who answered that call and came over with Father Silos' crucifix and said a very short prayer, nothing that the family remembered. They just remembered that it was a nice man who came. They prayed nothing that stood out to them except for that it was comforting and it was short.
All right, let me pick it up there, yeah. When we come back, all right? Because I'm going to tell you what, and again, if people don't like this, I'm sorry, you're going to have to get over it, but I've had a devotion to Father Silos for years, and in terms of miracles he has performed, or helped, I guess, interceded with thousands of little miracles for me. 8:20 more when we come back. Somebody said I shouldn't have insulted Karen with that, but Karen, you know I'm joking, right, about having a problem?
You're the greatest.
Yeah, all right. 8:20, time now for WWL traffic. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Karen Swenson, our guest, talking about a story she has at WWLTV.com. And look, even if you don't believe in any religion or whatever, this is still a remarkable story that'll just make you feel good. So, Karen, when we left it, the family gets the call. You better come down to the hospital because the baby's dying. The baby had been born, a lot of trouble. Judge Waldron shows up. Who called him? Do you know?
I don't know. Somebody in the family must have made a call to the Silos Center. And the Silos Center has many volunteers, and it just happened to be the judge, who, to me, is a man of just impeccable integrity. Mm-hmm. And so he was, and he's so modest. He said, this was God's work. This, you know, so we didn't interview him for the story, but he was kind enough to let us use his name. To me, it lends some credibility to it, and he's a man of faith, and it was a privilege to be able to include him. But anyway, after they said the prayers and stuff, and it was just, like I said, very kind of unremarkable. But then the next day, the blood work started getting a little bit better. And you heard the mom say, and then this got just a little bit better and a little bit better. Well, within 14 days, he went home. And, you know, there's some poor babies, literally, who are in the NICU for months and months. And this little baby on the brink of death was perfectly well to go home 14 days later. The MRIs, the EEGs showed no neurological damage that he was really predicted to have at the outset. And then subsequent MRIs and other tests that were run just last month confirmed that. So there's no evidence of any of the trauma that he endured. And yeah, and like you said, whether or not you're a person of faith or not, it makes you scratch your head. How is that possible?
And just make you glad that the baby went from being in dire circumstances to just a normal, healthy baby now, right?
Indeed. He's just perfect. He is absolutely perfectly Carson, as I say. You know, your kids are perfectly whoever they are, perfectly Carson, perfectly Carson. But and now it is interesting. Well, now we'll see. You know, I heard your interview or the tail end of it with Archbishop Amon, and now there's a thorough process, right? So they'll vet all of the information and see whether or not this meets the criteria for canonization.
Have the doctors any explanation for this at all?
You know what? We were not able to interview the doctors because of some ongoing litigation with respect to those complications that happened during the delivery. So, you know, you're talking to the parents, and from their perspective, at the time they were told to call their family, what they told us is that there was nothing left to try. There was no last-minute surgery. There was no other kind of drug that maybe they hadn't tried before. It was really just a waiting game. So you know, those medical records, there are hundreds of pages of them, are being pored over by Father Gill, who's over at the Silos Shrine. He's the vice postulator of the cause. And then he will make those calls to the doctors and see if they are willing to talk and you know, do his, I don't know what's part of his investigation, but that's what he will do now.
Again, whether you have a devotion to Father Silos, whether you're Catholic, whether you're Jewish and agnostic, whatever you happen to be, this is an amazing story. And I'm glad you brought it to us, Karen, because, you know, in the midst of all of this campaign, it's nice to see something positive.
Right. I love when you can start a story by saying, stick around. It really does have a happy ending.
Exactly. For a change, it has a happy ending.
So anyway, I wish you and everybody over there at WWL Radio the happiest of Thanksgiving. And you have a lot to be grateful for.
The same to you, Karen. You are just solid gold, and I mean it sincerely.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Have a great weekend. Okay. All right. 8:29. Again, regardless of your religious affiliation or if you even have any, it is nice to have a story with a happy ending for a change.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.